Hey, Justin.
Hey, man. All right, so we should probably start that over then, huh?
I don't know. I kind of loved it.
Yeah.
Imagine. So, like, it would be a very different episode of The Shape of a Circle if it started off with that right there. And I kind of think that might be perfect. So to that end, my name is Matt. I serve as the creative director at Lake Point. I'm talking to Justin, and you might notice that these voices are different than the one that you're used to hearing. Justin, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Justin Ronick. I am Cammy, the children pastor at Lake Point.
Wait a second.
Husband.
Justin Ronick, the co-author of Everyday Gospel.
Yes,
The number four best-selling book on Christian relationships on Amazon Marketplace.
That exact person, yeah.
Wow, it's an honor to be here. I'm excited to be discussing with you both on this Zoom call and in this podcast feed about lunchtime in the workplace and sort of what it looks like to take that everyday gospel, everyday discipleship attitude into the places and spaces of everyday life. It's kind of the point of this podcast feed. It's kind of the point of this show. So today we're going to discuss how to have those kinds of conversations at lunch at work. I think it'd be interesting to hear a little bit about maybe just like a bit of your work experience and sort of like your lunchtime work experiences in the past. I know I have one story. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, why don't you go first?
I had taken a summer job working as a barista back in my hometown. And first day on the job, first day on the clock, I'm meeting all of my new coworkers, and one of them comes up to me and goes, "I stalked you on Facebook." I go, "Oh, cool." And she goes, "And I saw you go to this Bible college. And I just wanted to know, are you Mormon? Because I don't like Mormons." Very upfront.
But let's take, wait, you were a barista? I didn't know that one, actually.
I'm qualified for about two things in this life, Justin. And it is what I do at Lake Point and being a barista. And she asked me my zodiac sign, which I had to look up. I didn't actually know what it was. And come to find out, like, ours are like opposites or something. So that was strike two in her book. And so I was at that point, you know, 10 minutes into my first shift, I'm thinking this is going to be an interesting summer. And gradually, over time, like as we began to take breaks together and go on lunches together, and our shifts just kind of overlapped, we would get to know each other. We'd talk more, talk about like real life issues. And she realized, well, you're not Mormon. I finally got to have a conversation with her and let her know some of the differences between, the non-denominational Christianity that we, believe in, the Mormonism that I don't quite fully understand, but that's okay. That's not the point of this podcast anyway.
Yeah.
Over the course of the summer, just one lunch at a time, sharing stories and talking about life, we actually became really great friends. And by the end of the summer, she became engaged and asked me to perform her wedding. It was a pretty dramatic shift. So that's some of my experiences of just like the power of lunchtime in the workplace and just one lunch at a time, unpacking real life with people. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was more of a, just my first manager at my job. He just really inspired me to be a better person. Just not only at work, he really challenged people at work. And I mean, that's, he never gave you the answer. It was always interesting from that aspect. But he always did this interesting thing. And for us, he did breakfast for our team once a month and just kind of brought the whole team together. And it allowed us to kind of just go around, share experiences that we had in life and what was going on at work. It just really kind of brought the team together. And it was just interesting to hear different people's stories as you were just sitting at work in this lunchroom area. It's something that I'll take forward with me, is the opportunity just to, I mean, the small little things of buying breakfast for your team, and that what that does for your team camaraderie and just how that allows people to open up a little bit more, not only at work, but then also be outside of work as well.
Yeah, I think there's something like deeply profound actually about like sharing a meal with someone. And it like might sound like a little trite and silly, like, but like I actually think of like sharing a meal as like a spiritual discipline, because I mean, there's a biblical precedent for it. You know, the idea that like the biblical feasts were these times where like, you know, for ancient Israel, like life was paused. Like they put a pause on everything else that was going on. And it was actually just like a week long, or some, in some cases more than a week, of just like, we're sharing meals throughout this whole season, this whole section of time. And it was described in many places as like a spiritual high point in the year. You know, there's like a profound reality that like sharing a meal is kind of more than a meal. And I mean, there's the idea that like eating a meal is like physically fulfilling, but eating a meal with someone can be emotionally fulfilling. And I suppose like at a practical level, like it takes time to eat. And so you're kind of have like a captive audience.
You know? You must like have been eating with my daughter once or twice before. I mean, she takes about a good hour longer than the rest of us to eat a meal just because she's talking so much. But
yeah,
it really,
yeah. Sometimes the meal is more about the talk than the meal, isn't it?
Yeah.
But hey, what would you say if to maybe a listener or somebody who's kind of going through this everyday gospel workbook, and we're kind of on this topic of work relationships and kind of going deeper in conversation, what would you say to somebody who's trying to take that step but isn't quite sure how to?
Yeah, I think a big part of it is being intentional. If you don't set aside time to work on those, not work on those relationships, but you don't set up time to get together with other people, it's not going to happen in your workday. I mean, we're too busy. I mean, we have jobs, we have things that we have to hit at work. So it's not going to happen in your workday necessarily. But if you set time, again, just kind of invite someone out to lunch. But then when you get the opportunity to sit down one-on-one with someone, make sure that you're listening to what they're saying. That's a big part of anything. And again, it might be a little while before you get a chance to talk to that person again. So to be able to really get deep into conversation with that person is the last time you talk, remember something that was important to them that you talked about, like whether it would be maybe a family member that was sick or something great that happened in their life, and just bring it up and ask them about it. And it's over time, those conversations just get deeper and deeper as you're going through it. So a big part of it's just being intentional, listening, and remembering what you talked about the last time.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than like reintroducing yourself to someone you forgot you met.
It's funny how much just remembering someone's name goes that much further in life. I mean, I think back to when I was working on a job site, and one of the managers was there, and first time I met the guy, and I introduced myself, and he came back like 3 weeks later, and remembered my name, remembered conversations we had. It makes for easier time having conversations with a person that actually like remembers your name, something as simple as that.
Sure. 100%. So, but yeah, I think that's good stuff. I don't want to take too much of your time or the listener's time. So let's just close out. I mean, thanks to Brian for sharing his podcast with us. I hope he's happy with the result. I don't know if we were the best goons to ask, but
yeah, I don't know about that one either. But
I guess it just goes to show. And, it just goes to show that anybody can be effective in the workplace. Maybe exactly. Not on a podcast, but yeah. Certainly in the workplace. All right,
thanks, cool. Matt, for this time.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.